Young Naomi sat in her chair in the second row of the TBS sanctuary in her brownie uniform, waiting in her beautiful brownie uniform, I should add, homemade. She loved being a Girl Scout. She was waiting to be called up to the Bima to get her Scout Shabbat patch. And she really loved being with her brownie troop and going hiking and camping. And nothing was better than being outside and admiring the beautiful trees and the flowers and the rivers and the mountains. Well, she was waiting and waiting, and she was kind of squirming in her seat a little bit. And she started kind of looking around the room, and her eyes locked on the tapestry for the month of Shvat. And she was really looking at it, and she was going, oh, look at all those pretty trees and flowers and a waterfall. And it made her think of going camping and hiking with her brownie troop. And she said, oh, I wish I could go really soon, but the groundhog saw his shadow this morning, so I guess there's 6 more weeks of winter, so it's gonna be a little while, darn it. And I know that nature is part of being a scout, but what do trees and rivers and flowers have to do with being Jewish? Why do we have all these things in our temple? She started wondering and looking and thinking, and she started getting very drowsy. And suddenly, she was inside the tapestry with a waterfall and flowers. And, oh my goodness, look at this beautiful scene of flowers and waterfalls flowing. And wait, who is this? Who's this dancing on the shore? Okay. So, hey, Naomi knew that song from Sunday school. Mayim means water in Hebrew. They were doing the Mayim dance. Hi, I'm Naomi. How come you're doing a Mayim dance? Welcome to Tapestry Land. Naomi, we're doing a Mayim dance because Jews love water and rivers and oceans. In the Torah, one of the most important parts of the Garden of Eden was a huge river. It was beautiful, and it flowed out in 4 different directions, and it watered all the world. Water is like life in the Bible, and to our ancestors who lived in the desert. And every year on Rosh Hashanah, Jews go to a flowing river or lake, and that helps them reflect on how they can be better in the next year to come. Wow, I did not know that rivers and water were so important to Jews. Rivers and lakes are important to me because they're beautiful, and I like to stick my feet in them, and I like to go fishing, and I didn't know those were Jewish things to do. Well, Naomi decided, I'm gonna go look around Tapestry Land and see what else is here inside the tapestry. So she was looking around. She saw a big tree. So she decided to climb up. And what did she see in the branches of the tree? She saw a whole world. Oh my goodness, a whole big world. Wow, are you the earth?
Yes, Naomi, I am. In Hebrew, I am called Olam. Olam, are you Irish? Thank you. I belong to every nation and every type of person and creature that lives on me. I am always in need of love and care. In temple, we talk about how Jews have to do the mitzvah of Tikkun Olam. Does Tikkun Olam have to do with you, Olam? Yes, it does. Tikkun Olam means that Jews have a special responsibility to take care of me and everyone who lives on me. That includes people and animals and forests and deserts and land and sea. My orbit's getting messed up here, okay. Jews need to be Shomrei Adama, caretakers of all of nature. I did not know that, Olam. Thank you for sharing. So Naomi climbed down the tree and she sauntered through tapestry land and she saw, what did she see on there? Oh, she looked up and she saw beautiful planets and she saw strands of DNA floating around. Wow. And then she looked up in the tapestry and she saw above her these Hebrew words. And she wasn't sure what they were, but, oh, I know that middle word that says Chaim. Chaim. That means life in Hebrew. We learned that one. But what are the other words? Who are you? My name is on the ark over your head. Wait, I gotta look. Eitz Chaim. Okay. Yes. The rest of my name is Eitz. That means tree. Eitz Chaim. Every Torah is called a tree of life. It's a tree of life. Why do you think I, the Torah, am called a tree of life? That is a hard question. I think the stories in the Torah help us to grow like a tree. The more we learn and live Torah, the deeper our roots go in the ground and our branches toward the sky. That is a great answer, Naomi. Anything else? Well, people have to take care of trees and keep them watered and keep them in good soil. That's how we Jews have to take care of the Torah and the values we learn from the Torah. If we don't, the Torah might disappear. We want to keep the lessons of Torah alive and well in our world. What a great lesson, Naomi. Where am I? Yes, what a great lesson, Naomi. Naomi, Jews love trees and we love our Eitz Chaim. Okay, just so we can see a Torah for Aleinu. Okay, there we go. So Naomi was so excited about Naomi was so happy in Tapestry Land, she did not hear her name being called. Naomi! 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 Wake up! It's time to go up to get your scout badge.
You almost slept through it. Naomi, stop looking at the Shvat tapestry. It's time to go up and get your scout patch. Okay, well, when I come down, Daddy, I have to tell you all about my trip to Tapestry Land. I will love to hear about it, Naomi, but you have to wait until the Oneg, because remember, we don't talk during Shabbat services. You are so right, Daddy. I will tell you after I get my challah. And that is how Naomi learned all about how Jews have always cared about nature and trees and earth and, of course, our Jewish tree of life on this Tu B'Shvat. The end.